Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bulls touchdown! On the fourth Redskins turnover of this game.
I very matter-of-factly said Redskins will have a 3rd-and-3 upcoming in moments. This will get overturned. And then I was wrong. Or the officials were wrong, but their opinion mattered more?
Yeah, so you were wrong technically, but you were correct in your assessment. The referee's gut, Bill Allen, I believe is his name, he had an incorrect assessment of the play.
Bill?
I don't get that. What's the point of replay then? Why are we doing this if we still can't get it right? It was all over the league, by the way. Again, Seattle, who lost to Green Bay, I thought Green Bay deserved to win the game. Seattle got robbed of points. A nonsensical ejection, a ticky-tack call took away a pick six. And I'm not scoring on the possession. You still got to go score. But still, the officiating was bad all over. Thank goodness they're full-time now. Problem solved. Unreal, man.
Kirk Cousins was sacked 4 times yesterday. He was sacked 4 times just once last year. Has only been sacked more than that 1 time in his entire career.
One taken away by a holding call away from the play that had no difference on it. The Redskins, because of the greatest rule in sports, the automatic first down, were gifted a first down on that play as well.
Yes, they were. That was a play extension play from him when he left the pocket.
That's right. Yes.
And I know that we're not allowed to compliment him today because he had a poor game as a passer, but I would point out, how much did you and I talk last year about him not leaving the pocket enough, not scrambling enough, not using his athleticism and his legs enough? He ran for 30 yards. Had a couple scrambles for first downs in big spots to get the offense going at one point in the middle of the game.
There was a 3rd-and-4, I believe, on the play that Darby got hurt. Where yeah. It was a great scramble. It was one of those, like, you know, duck underneath,
lower
had a guy's paw on you, made a play. Had to happen.
Let's go to AD in Sterling. AD, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Hey, dude.
Tough Monday. So what I like and don't like, what I don't like is, here's the thing. I like Kirk Cousins. I really do. I'm with you, Danny, in that we have seen some terrible quarterback play over the last 2 decades. I want this guy to work out. I like Kirk Cousins, but he's not helping me to love him. That interception that he threw in the red zone was just a killer. Mm-hmm. And those type of things, I can't love Kirk. I like him, but it's just hard for me to want to love him because of those type of plays. But I'm trying to stay hopeful, and this is what I do like. I like the fact that it's only week one. We haven't been eliminated from the playoffs. We still got 15 more games to go. We can still right the ship. I'm going to keep the hope alive, basically.
Love it, AD. Thanks, man.
I think it's a great phone call. No, much appreciated. And I think it's a fair critique. Those are the types of picks that are backbreakers. You just can't have them. And everyone, look, there are 23 interceptions around the league yesterday. Everyone throws them. But there are livable interceptions, and then there are the ones that punch you in the stomach and give you no chance. That was one of those.
That's that one. That's because you don't come back from that, basically.
Yeah. Let's go to Tony in D.C. What's up, Tony?
How are you guys doing today?
What's up, man?
Okay. I don't like the play calling. I think that we were completely out-coached yesterday. The system that we ran when McVay was calling the plays had no semblance of what we did yesterday. I don't recall the Redskins running that many five-step drops since Joe Gibbs. And it just seems like the play calling never got on point. We never went to the quick passing game. He gave up on the run again when we kept trying to say that it was McVay last year. I just think we just totally got outcoached. And the only bright spot yesterday, it surely wasn't the safety that everybody keeps screaming about. Zach Brown was the only thing that was good yesterday at all.
I appreciate it. So you would agree with my kind of comment I made to Kirk Cousins, and if you guys missed the interview, we'll replay some of it at 1:30 today. But my thought was that they didn't get the ball out of his hands as fast as they normally do with the hot, quick, three-step throws out to the sideline. I didn't see nearly as much of that. You'd agree with that.
Yeah, definitely. If you look at the plays yesterday, most of the plays we ran, other than going deep, none of those plays really resembled what we did when McVay was calling the plays.
I agree. I thought it looked different to the eyes. I did. Marcus, College Park, what's up?
Hey, Marcus.
Hey, guys. Yeah, here's what I loved yesterday was the sight of a big guy, a lineman, you could place part-time linebacker, Ryan Kerrigan, running one back for a touchdown. three interceptions, three touchdowns for that guy. I love that. What I really hated was what I read in Boswell's article this morning about several players throwing around that four-letter F word, flat. I don't know what the general malaise that is has cloaked this franchise, but it doesn't matter. X's and O's, quarterback play, schemes, defenses, special teams, none of that will matter if this club continues to be uninspired and play flat. Thank you very much, man.
Appreciate it, pal. Yeah, I hate seeing that word. And sometimes it's just sort of a catch-all. We use a couple words like unprepared or flat or whatever else because we don't have another full explanation for it. Obviously, these guys are trying. Obviously, it's important to them. But when you hear Vernon Davis postgame, a guy that's been around, say, yeah, we just came out flat, kind of that explanation. I know as a fan, just as a guy, I'm not X's and O-ing with anybody. I know that's blood boiling because I'm not flat. I'm up for this. I'm excited. I recognize the importance. I did everything I could, which is sit on the couch and eat delicious chips and dip. You know what I mean? Like I know as a fan that term and hearing those words are so irksome and bothersome, especially when you hear it from players. And I'm going, you had a calendar year basically to prepare for it. And how could you possibly be flat? If they outplayed you because they're good, Godspeed. But the sort of, whoops, we just let a couple quarters go by because we weren't ready. Ooh, that's irksome.
You're not flat if Terrell Pryor doesn't lose that ball in the sun in the first play of the game's 75-yard touchdown. I think that's just so circumstantial. It's flat, I'm with you. That's like a word that just gets thrown around when you play badly or when you're a bad team, which yesterday they were. Daryl, D.C.
What's up,
man? Hey,
go ahead. I second the thought. They were flat. Clint Porter said out of the game, he said, maybe you got too many blue chippers out there. He said, you don't have enough dogs out there right now. On offense, one of the guys that was a dog for you that was get the crowd into it was Garcon. He's gone now. But there's some things that I do like. I did like the defense, though. You have a dog on that side of the ball with Swammerer. He riled up the troops. He did the end game, you know, got the guys up to start the game. But also, what I don't like, though, is you still can't run the ball. I remember reading a column in the Post talking about how Sean McVay's offense would look, something similar to what the Redskins did. But no, actually, Sean McVay ran the ball 35 times, which was top five in the league yesterday, even though it was against the Colts.
Well, that was because they were leading by 35. I mean, he was routinely mocked for not running the ball here enough either. The strength of their team is passing here. And in L.A., I'll bet you he'll run it a little bit more because Todd Gurley's better than Jared Goff. As a play caller, you have to maximize your player potential. But they ran it a lot yesterday because they won 46-9 or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those runs are when they're up by 20.
Speaking of 30. That, though, let's go around the NFL next. I want to leave time so that we can get to every game. Chris Berman used to do the fastest 3 minutes in football. We'll do the fastest 10 minutes in radio every game from this weekend next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.